This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State officials have released more details about the latest boost to unemployment benefits. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
It will take several weeks before people in Colorado can start to collect a new $300 boost to weekly unemployment benefits. President Donald Trump ordered the supplement over the weekend, but the state must apply for the money and reprogram its computer systems. However, the state will pay the funds retroactively, meaning people will collect several weeks of payments when the new benefit is eventually paid. The boost is only available to people who are collecting at least $100 of weekly unemployment benefits. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Officials at Rocky Mountain National Park have announced a ban on all fires starting today. Campfires and smoking are prohibited everywhere in Colorado's most visited national park. The state's newest wildfire ignited late yesterday north of Rocky Mountain Park near Red Feather Lakes. That's called the Cameron Peak Fire. Two larger fires are still burning near Grand Junction and in Glenwood Canyon. There is newly revised COVID-19 quarantine guidance for schools. State health officials' new guidelines say fewer children would be sent home and they would return to school more quickly. Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer says there will be differences in how rural and urban districts create their policies based on those recommendations.
The new state guidance creates more allowance for different conditions in the local community. So if it's an area with low transmission, you might have a higher threshold for suspecting that a particular set of symptoms was COVID.
That's Chalkbeat's Erica Meltzer. Across Colorado, sunny and hot weather continues this weekend.